Futures rode cash fed cattle prices higher on Monday. The Prime Choice price spread has ballooned above $60 a hundredweight. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmore. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmore with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 15th of October. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade ended up higher last week. Live prices in the Southern Plains were $1 to $3 higher at $109 a hundredweight in the Texas Panhandle and at $108 to $109 in Kansas. Live cattle trade in the Northern Plains was steady to $4 higher in Nebraska at $109 to $111. It was $1 lower to $2 higher on a light test in Colorado at $108 to $111. Dress trade in Nebraska and the Western Corn Belt was mainly $2 higher at mostly $172. Live sales in the Western Corn Belt were $1 higher at $108 to $110. Those stronger cash prices helped lift cattle futures. Live cattle futures closed an average of $1.09 higher on Monday across a range of 72 cents to 160 higher. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.54 higher. Wholesale beef values were firm on moderate to good demand and offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice boxed beef cutout value was $1.56 higher Monday afternoon at $217.22 a hundredweight. Select was 65 cents higher at $189.33. Corn futures closed mostly unchanged to fractionally lower, while soybean futures closed 3 to 4 cents higher through Jan of 21 and then mostly 2 cents lower to 2 cents higher. Calves and feeders continued to trade mainly steady to higher at the weekly Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Through mid-session, feeder steers weighing less than 800 pounds were selling steady to weak at Oklahoma National Stockyards, but $1 to $3 higher at heavier weights. Steer and heifer calves were selling mostly steady on limited comparable offerings. There are an estimated 8,100 head on offer. At Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, there are 6,788 head. Steer and heifer calves sold mostly steady to $2 higher, while yearlings traded steady to $2 higher. Yearling steers sold steady to $4 higher at Russell Livestock Auction in Iowa on Monday. That was compared to 2 weeks earlier. Short weaned calves sold with a slight discount. There are 2,752 head on offer. Finally, yearling feeder steers and heifers sold steady to $1 higher at Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota with 2,685 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices softened Monday as investors contemplated the potential breadth, depth, and timing of the phased U.S.-China trade deal that was bandied about Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 29 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 4 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 8 points. Relatively tight supplies of prime and choice grade beef are contributing to historically wide price spreads and high values for high quality grade beef, says David Anderson, Extension Livestock Economist at Texas A&M University. In the latest issue of In the Cattle Markets, Anderson explains prime box beef cutout value averaged $279.55 a hundredweight during the last month, which is a staggering $64.74 more than a year earlier. During the same period, the choice cutout was $13.28 more at $215.76 a hundredweight. So, the spread between prime and choice was $63.80 a hundredweight compared to $12.33 last year. The average choice select spread was $25.76 compared to about $11 last year and for the five-year average. That spread is being magnified by less year-over-year fed beef production and a decline in carcasses grading choice and higher. According to Anderson, total beef production over the last 4 weeks was more than 0.5% below the same period a year ago, with fed steer and heifer slaughter down 1.7% and cow slaughter up 4.2%. Digging deeper, Anderson explains fed steer slaughter is down 6.5%, while fed heifer slaughter is up 6.7%. At the same time, dressed weights over the last month continued to be about 2 pounds lighter than last year for steers, heifers, and cows. When you combine weekly slaughter and dressed weights, that leaves fed beef production about 2.2% less than a year ago, Anderson says, while cow beef production is up 3.8%. Also for the last month, he says prime is running about 1.6% less than the same period a year earlier, and choice is about 2.6% less. Combining the percentage of carcasses by grade and pounds of fed steer and heifer beef production indicates that over the last month, prime beef production has been almost 4% below a year ago, Anderson says, while choice beef production is almost 5% lower than a year ago. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 15th of October. You can find more detail at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.